Hello, good evening. Am I speaking with Ramon?
This is he.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar. We're calling from National Opinion Service. You were helping us with an opinion survey about public education. Would you please help us finish the survey? It's almost done, sir.
I did this survey a couple of days ago.
Well, it's halfway through. It's not complete, and we cannot submit it like that. It's not, only a few questions left. Would you help us finish it, sir? The following question is...
If it doesn't take long, I have about two minutes.
Very well, listen, help me as much as you can so we can submit the survey. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students. And 0 means it's not at all important for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. Develop social skills. How important is that for public schools to prepare students from 0 to 10? Social skills. 10, very well. And how important it is for public schools to prepare students to be ready for higher education, like college?
10.
How important it is for public schools to prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
4.
How important it is for public schools to prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
10.
Thank you, sir. How important is it is for public schools to prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
What's an example of that?
Well, I cannot elaborate on so the way you understand it, that's fine, sir. There's no wrong or right answer. How important it is to develop
critical
thinking?
Ten,
very well. How important it is for public school to prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
10.
Very well. Let's move on, sir. Thank you so much. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Just about the right amount.
A right amount? Okay, very well. Move on fast. How would you attend a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
Little.
Little? Okay. Mm-hmm. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually being taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
No, they need to be banned. So absolutely right.
So you disagree that it is not about politics?
Yeah.
Okay. The question is, would you agree or disagree that CRT bans
are
mainly about...
Disagree
strongly or somewhat?
Yes.
Strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Little, very well. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. First statement says, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Disagree strongly.
Strongly. Okay, next statement says, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
You don't have an option for neither agree nor disagree? I'm not going to give an answer on that.
Sure, that's allowed. If you don't want to answer it, that's okay, sir. We can go with that.
Yeah.
Again, next statement says teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree, sir, or somewhat?
Yes.
Strongly?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you, sir. Moving on, almost done here. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some people say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, or somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose it. The first idea is removing books from the school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you support or oppose that idea?
Support.
Support strongly or somewhat?
Yeah, support strongly.
Strongly, very well. Next idea is adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools.
Strongly support.
Strongly support, thank you. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you support or oppose that idea?
I support it.
Support it strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, very well. Next idea is raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including TOEFL certifications and licensing requirements. Would you support or oppose
strong
that
support.
Idea? Strong support, very well. Sure. Thank you,
yeah.
Sir. Increasing teacher pay, would you support or oppose that idea?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Let's move on. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
That's a complex question. That doesn't get answered with a yes or no.
Okay, yeah. The choices I have: strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose. Very well. So let's move on. Almost done. I'm going to read you three arguments. After that, we'll be wrapping things up very quickly. Only questions for the statistical purpose are left. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first argument says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite the history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
10, very well. Next argument says, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
2.
2. Very well. And one more. Working for diversity classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for all kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. An exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How convincing do you find that statement, 0 to 10?
8. 8.
8. 8. Very well. Let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
That's another question that it's too hard to just say one extreme or the other. It has to be a balance.
Okay.
A teacher can teach my kids the subjects, math, language and arts, history, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Critical race theory, religious beliefs, or all those kinds of things, those are the parents' responsibilities.
So in this case, would you agree or disagree or what?
I don't know. I'm not going to answer.
Don't
that.
Know. Very well. Don't know. We enter. Don't know. That's a fair. That's acceptable,
yes.
Sir. If you don't know, don't know.
All right.
Okay.
We can put that. Don't know.
But you had to tell me. You know, I cannot choose it for yourself. That's why I had to wait until you tell me.
I didn't know. Don't know.
No, we are not supposed to mention that. We are not supposed. We need an answer. But you know, that's acceptable as well. Okay. The second one says teaching critical skills. Teaching critical thinking and skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Disagree strongly, sir, or somewhat?
Slightly.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat.
Very well. Let's move on. Last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor, thank you, sir. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, homemaker?
Employed.
Employed, thank you, sir.
Employed.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, thank you, sir. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm an independent.
Independent. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
18 years or younger? Yes.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. And which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Is it a public school, charter school, private school, or home school?
Public.
Public school, thank you. Let's move on. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate, somewhat conservative,
moderate,
I guess.
Now, somewhat conservative.
Moderate will define me better. No, yeah, moderate, somewhat conservative. I'm right there in the middle.
So it would be moderate?
Yeah, let's put moderate.
Okay, very well. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
About once or twice a month.
Okay, sir, once or twice a month, all right. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. The first one is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. Does that apply to you or to someone in your household?
Yeah, someone in my household.
Okay. Second description is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide. Does this apply to you or to someone in your household? No. Okay.
No.
And last question, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural area?
It's a suburban.
Suburban, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, sir. Thank you so much for helping me complete the survey. You have a beautiful night, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Likewise, thank you. Have a good one. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.